Hey guys, good morning. Figured I'd come on quick and give you a tip. We'll get right to it. The best tool that I have in a toolbox is by far the pair of binoculars. I spent $150 on a pair of mine, and they work fantastic, and I'll explain why. Using last night as an example, we switched up our shift, so we were working a 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just to mix it up a little bit. Normally we work daylight hours, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so we don't really have to operate under low light conditions. So switching it up and working a night shift for the first time in a long time takes a while for your eyes to adjust. And I was sitting at I-95 northbound at the upper level to the George Washington Bridge, which is four lanes of highway. And in low light conditions, it becomes extremely difficult to start reading license plates. My old jurisdiction where I used to work, I used to just go out after cars. If I saw something I like, huge change in driving behavior, I'd go after. However, in this particular area, there's a lot of cars traveling, and the turnaround is like 20 minutes, and I didn't want to waste my time. So you have to be very specific on which cars you're going out after. You want to make sure that it's there, because it becomes a pain in the ass to keep driving and flipping back around. So I utilize my binoculars, and what I'm looking for is, obviously it helps me read the license plate if I'm looking to run a registration. It helps me determine whether there's an easy pass in the car, or helps me determine whether the back windows are potentially double tinted. It allows me to examine a license plate and see if there's a license plate frame or how many screws are in the license plate. It allows me to examine the screws in the license plate to see if they're completely rusted and there's rust around the outside of the screw on the license plate, telling me that that plate has been there for a long time. It has not been removed. So the binoculars can help you a great amount. But using last night for an example, I saw a vehicle four lanes away from me. It was a Buick Enclave past my location, and I vaguely caught a glimpse of a dropped tire in the rear, but I was able to utilize my binoculars, confirm that the tire was indeed dropped. I went out after it and was able to locate an aftermarket hidden compartment in the rear deck. That's just one of many stories. Honestly, my eyes are good, but they're not great. And we, in particular areas where we sit, we watch eight lanes of travel, you know, 1,000 vehicles passing them every minute and doing anywhere from 50 to 70 miles an hour. So the binoculars allow me to look at many things that the naked eye can't see. So go out, make the investment, whether you sit on a highway, whether you sit on a county roadway, it could help you look at license plates, help you run a license plate if that's the only thing that you're doing. But it's a great resource. Hopefully you guys can go out and make the investment. Good luck. Have a great day, guys.